Shirley Brown?
Here.
Jack Foster?
Excused.
Marita Gunderson?
Here.
Emil Mulbeck?
Here.
Very good. We do have a quorum. We are going to move on to approval agenda. Is there any additions or deletions this evening? Not hearing or seeing any. I'd entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Okay, motion's been made by Shirley. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Marita. Is there any further discussion? Not hearing any. A roll call, please.
Shirley?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Abel?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. Moving on to the consent agenda this evening, one item. It's the minutes of the regular meeting on February 9, 2016. What are the council's wishes? Any corrections, deletions, typos? Everything look good? If so, I'd entertain a motion to adopt the consent agenda.
I'll make a motion to adopt it.
Motion's been made by Marita. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Danny. Any further discussion? Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Emil?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. Moving on to reports this evening. The first on the list is our finance officer, and Krista, the floor is yours.
Raw fish tax for January was $21,798.52. Sales tax revenue was $60,942.89. The bank balances are there. I didn't have access to the bank one, so all the rest are there.
Okay.
Some problems to get over there. I've had problems with language too. I don't know if they changed
it. Oh, you couldn't get on the site?
Sometimes you can't get in. I don't know if they've changed their web security or something on there, but even I can't get in sometimes.
Huh.
This last time I was asking for your information, so.
Yeah. Okay. With that, do we have questions for Krista? Not hearing any, thank you. We're going to move right along this evening to our administrator, and Andy, the floor is yours.
Okay, good evening, thank you. Airport certification, the mayor, Mark Hickey, our lobbyist, Danny Seward, and I had several meetings in Juneau with DOT and several legislators, and someone from the governor's office about this issue. One thing we... an avenue we explored that we sort of liked was what they do in Gustavus, where the state keeps a separate maintenance contract, like similar to what we currently have, and then they do a separate contract for the Part 139 certification requirements, so for firefighting, wildlife control inspections, and so forth. That's an avenue we're liking. We'll have to see where this goes with the state and their budget predicament in DOT. Because the talk now in Juneau is they want to start shifting more airport costs over to municipalities and not the state. So I think rural legislators will be able to fight that. I think they'll be able to fend them off for that, but we'll see how it goes for a separate contract. But that's what we like, because the state has a separate contract and they pay for that one as well, and it seems to operate pretty well. You're only talking about 2 or so hours a day that someone's doing this. It could even be the same person. So that's what we're pursuing. And Mark Hickey is former DOT commissioner. He's been pretty helpful in communicating this on our behalf as well. So anyway, we're still negotiating. We still have a position of strength, I'd say, at the city. And one thing they're also doing is potentially pushing the time frame back, too, because of training requirements and flying into Unalaska yet, or King Salmon, or anywhere, so they still got to get their pilots up in the hours. So
I think when we chat a little bit this afternoon, I don't have to break in there, but I think it's this week, end of this week, they're going to do practice runs into King Salmon, do some touch and goes, no passengers. So, and I ran into Danny and the guy from Sweden at the Native Arts and Crafts. So he's over, the guy that sold him the plane.
Oh, the Saab.
Mr. Saab was going to go with, so... him and his wife. So anyway, sorry about that.
Okay, no problem. Oh, that's about it. That'll be a monthly monthly update there. But, with the docket placement, that is good news, especially in these times of the fiscal era. Sam Point is actually doing all right. It seems like we're all lined up for funding, not only the design right now this summer, but when they finish that in September for construction funding as well. There's a couple surveyors out this week. I'll let Mooney, maybe you can handle that a little bit later, but DOT and the engineers P&D are going to be out, I believe, next week to do a site visit and assessment as well. Again, we're still looking at keeping the current dock in place for construction next year and then have another one built alongside it and double the dock space. And that's what we're still looking at. And Mooney, I'd like to thank him. He was helpful in getting a marine mammal observer lined up for DOT because that's kind of a time-sensitive thing. We don't want to slow up the permitting that it takes for that piece. And hopefully they stay away during pollock deliveries, but that's wishful thinking. So other Juneau happenings, we met with a few different commissioners from Commerce and Fish and Game, Marine Highway System Deputy Commissioner, Transportation Commissioner, and our regional legislators. All in all, pretty good meetings. Like the mayor said this afternoon, we weren't asking for money. It's kind of just, let's keep some of the programs that rural Alaska has for assistance in place. We even tried to make a little headway on getting community jails money again with someone from the governor's office, and I followed up with him, and he said our community is in sort of a unique situation there that we're asked to take on more burden than most other communities. And he suggested once the budget kind of settles out, we meet with the corrections commissioner. He's new. He's only been in the job for about a month. And see if maybe they can shuffle some money around and get Sandpoint in. So anyway, I'll keep following up with those guys and touching base. And we're not asking for $300,000 like some communities get, but a little assistance would be nice for what's considered a holding facility, but is a jail in the other sense of the word. The mayor, I'll let him touch on Swamp City. He had a pretty good report this afternoon, so I'll leave it at that. And also meeting with TDX. There's a new water and sewer employee. We lost our last one. A new one's coming on March 25th. His name's Alan Young. And he sounds really excited to be coming out. I'm trying to find out from ANTHC what the status of the outfall line replacement is. They have some issues with the design, and I think also what they're going to do around the beach with all their equipment. So we're helping them figure that out. And I know Dave talked with them before he left, but obviously I didn't get a chance to catch up with them since he went for Seattle. We'll find out more when he gets back. CRW was the contractor under that USDA grant to do the water and sewer master plan. They'll finish that up, I think, within a month, the last time I talked to them. And that will be good because it can help us try to get some money for some of the upgrades and capital improvement projects using USDA dollars instead of state money to do some of the things we need, especially on lift stations and pumps around the city. And then lastly, I didn't include this time because I just got up. There's a timeline that went passed around for the fiber project, the GCI fiber up to the clinic. And those guys will be coming out next week. Yeah, and we'll have a meeting March 22nd to get everyone sort of on board and coordinated with that. And that concludes my report.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Andy. Questions? Not hearing any. Thank you again. And moving along, I'll quickly a few points we chat about this afternoon. First off, and maybe you can make a note of this, Shannon, for the next month, I'd like to talk about in workshop is streetlights. We've been talking about, I know it's spring's on us again already, I know winter's gone, but Moon, maybe one of these evenings, I know that you tend to know where places that we chat about, maybe we can go for a ride one of these evenings or something and maybe have some, you know, some information for the folks here, because I know up our neighborhood's pretty bad. I know down Mud Bay had a couple bad spots, but I think we definitely need to address that, and hopefully by next fall we have some in. So maybe we can do that. Again, Juneau trip was, I thought, went very well. We got to visit with everybody, and I thought points were made, and I think we're moving in the right direction. And I think Mark Hickey is definitely earning his coin, and he's definitely helping us. So
Yeah,
reduce the
contract too.
So. Yeah, okay. Anyway, with that, moving on to Swampsea, we had another good conference this year. It was a little slower than the last, but it looked like as well attended, if not better, than the previous year. We were at the Captain Cook again. Of course, we were dealing with all issues that pertain to southwestern Alaska. And we were lucky enough to have the governor stop in on the first day for a lunch break, so he wasn't planning to come, but he made time and gave a captivating speech and had everybody attention. And he's a great guy. I mean, he's trying hard for, I think, the rural areas versus, and he did have to apologize to the Anchorage bunch that were sitting. There were a couple in there, but he said he's grew up rural. He was a mayor in Valdez, if I'm not mistaken. And he's dealt with all these issues before, and he understands where small municipalities are coming from, and he's definitely given that support. The Ardor monies weren't coming back this year, and he's going to put them back in 2-3 times, and they'll be fighting about that. But at the end of the day, unfortunately, I think he may lose on that deal. But I think we'll be okay at Swampsea for a few more years. We have a few dollars put away. If everybody can remember the sea line settlement that was made a few years back, Swampsea was able to take a 1% off the top of that when they're the ones who distribute all that money to the area. So we ended up with $1 million out of that, and we have kept that $1 million in the bank. So we're able to, well, not for Swampsea. That went to the community.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm talking about Swampsea. The organization itself ended up with about $1 million. Andy, well, you were worked with it for a while too after it had happened. But,
yeah, they took 1% of the $300 million. So
yeah,
that was,
yeah. But anyway, so we've maintained those, so that's going to help during these lean times. They had there was an energy conference on the front end, which was well attended, and everybody's dealing with the fuel prices and all that, and electric and whatnot. But our big thing always seems to get down to is Fish Friday and everything fish, so along with the fish set for lunch, which was not very good. So that's off the menu for next year. The rockfish was not good. It wasn't cooked, and it was just bad. So that's off the next year's menu. But we talked from anything from ocean acidification, which is, it's truly happening. I think everybody last year was able to see all the dead krill on the beach down at the spit. They were having the same issues down at the Homer spit, and it was causing birds to die. So those things were very good speakers on those points. So that was very enjoyable, and a lot on the dragging fleet and the fishing. So that made for a really good conference. One of the main things that came out of what Swampsea is doing to try to help preserve our order, is they're taking up with a partnership called MAKE, and it'll throw us anyone's interested in. But it's a deal with federal dollars that will come in, and it's what they'll do is they'll help grow revenue, implementing process of efficiency improvements, and value-added incentives. This may come into play with Tridents or any seafood operations within our region. And if somebody has any kind of invention or something that they wanted to, that may help make some industry better, these people will help you work on that. So I think that's one of the saving graces that might help Swampsea make it through the hard times. So we'll be working on that. I think we're involved for the next 4 or 5 years. But if anybody has any questions about Swampsea, just come by after the meeting or something, and we can run through what we did deal with, and we will go with that. With that, I'm going to cut that short because I know we have a few other things to do, and we'll move on. Our Department of Public Safety, your report is in the packet. Mr. Lucking is out of town. He'll be back next week, along with the fire chiefs. And if there aren't any questions on that, I'm going to move right on into our Public Works Director. He'll be back next week also. He's out for medical. He'll be back next week. They're moving right on ahead. If you look in the packet, there's a quick brief outline of what they're dealing with. But they're very busy from a day-to-day basis. And with that, Mr. Moon, we're going to move on to the harbor.
Thank you. Good evening. Mm-hmm. Very short report. Not hauling and storing very many boats. It's almost time to start launching. Well, the guys changed oil in the machines. We did a little repair work on the dock. The dock dump runs on a regular basis. And surprising how much garbage it gathers up. Just doing a little stuff around town, hauled the freight for the fishing game over there. The guys are still building boat blocks or bilge blocks. That's going good. We got a pretty good system going. And just recently, the last couple of days, Ken has been installing wireless cameras around the harbor. That seems like I think it's going to be a pretty good system. And started getting a storage area for the new dock that's going to be coming online, the staging area. Imagine they're going to have a lot of stuff. And there are a couple of surveyors in town for the DOT. Is that what?
They're working for PND.
Oh, yeah. Okay, PND.
Design, yeah.
Anyway, I went and visited with them this morning for a while. They were out around the city dock and stuff. One of those survey marks, the monuments, about 10 years ago or more, I used to see it on a rock. They had to dig down a foot to find it. I mean, you know, just from the mud off the side of the road coming
around. Oh, wow.
But they got it. And I don't know if they did it today or not, but they were also going to do the soundings where the new dock is going to go. And sounds like Captain Galvin on the Rita B is going to take them out.
Yeah.
And, well, I have two people out. One is in California on his way back. He's got a medical visit. And one is out on medical. Maybe he'll be back tomorrow. Other than that, we're doing fine down there.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Moon. I got a quick question. I think we chatted about this, but are we still having issues with the street lights on Float A?
Yes, we are. And this morning, I got a bunch of paperwork from Andy this morning, but there was another person down at the harbor who had been fishing for years and years, and he was looking at the paperwork. Something isn't jiving.
Mm.
But Alan Hill is going to come down one of those days, and we were going to take a look at it. I spoke with, I didn't speak with him per se, but over emailing with Puffin, with the main Puffin guy, and I asked him about if the warranty was still good. The warranty must be on, the workmanship is done. But the lights themselves are under warranty for 5 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
But there is issues with one set of street lights that are on the floats.
Okay. Well, hopefully we can get to the bottom of that.
I spoke with the person that installed all those lights, and he told me where
the eye.
Electric eyes are. He must have took them with him. I can't find them.
Okay. Well, I was just kind of curious, so, but very good. Other questions for Richard? Go ahead, Richard Gurley.
You have somebody retiring down there soon?
At the end of April, one of my night guys is planning on retiring.
Yeah, long-time employee, Sam.
Some kind of luncheon.
Yeah, we got
some kind of recognition.
Sounds good.
He's been there for a while, right?
Yes, it'll be 10 years.
10 years pretty soon. Yeah.
Yeah, good idea. We'll maybe make a note of that and we'll figure something out when that time gets close.
Know where I can find anybody that's at least 65 and wants to go for 10 more years walking or floats.
I have the both sense. I don't have any other sense. But yeah.
Is it okay if they use a cane?
Yeah.
I just need the man to write me a recommendation.
Okay, other questions for Richard? Not hearing any. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, we're moving right along. We don't have a student representative this evening. That's interesting. Well, we shall move on. Nothing under hearings, ordinances, or resolutions this evening, and or old business. So we're going to move on to new business. Number one is the cleanup donation request. Shannon, we're just going to move forward with that. We will put that in your lap, unfortunately, but I can help too, so we'll go ahead and get that stuff up. We'll, same as last year, so we'll just move forward, maybe get some letters out to other folks in town that can help out, and then maybe start getting some prizes ordered. So, okay, thank you on that one. Number two is the QTT Earth Day Fair donation request. This afternoon, we did have a couple of employees come up from downstairs, and we chatted about what was given last year and what was available this year, and we had four $50 gift cards available with some, also the, is it Alpar, the plastic garbage bags. But I would need a motion to that effect.
Make a motion to donate four $50 gift cards and the trash bags to the QTT Earth Day event.
Okay, very good. Motion by Shirley. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Amo. Is there any further discussion? Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Marita?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Amo?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Very good. Thank you. We're moving on to FY15 audit discussion. We had a lengthy discussion this afternoon. We have a memo that came from BDO talking about points that they thought we need to look at. And Andy, I'm going to turn it over to you if there's anything else that you think we need to chat about on that this evening.
No, I think Michelle Drew, the main auditor, hit some of the main points, the highlights, you know, later than this year, not really their fault, but the state, PERS, Department of Administration, they are changing some things within their system, so that slowed up everyone's audits across the state, every municipality's. Unrestricted general fund balance. We had about 7 months of operating revenue in there, so that's good. In case there was a catastrophe tomorrow, so the general fund's in relatively good health. We commented that the city's done a good job kind of turning around the bingo fund, full tap fund, with some of the changes they made to expenses and revenues. So that's good. We're almost all the way out of the hole in that deficit, so that's an excellent improvement in their words. And then the other ones, kind of small things with the boat harbor, refuse and water and sewer, no big issues there. We didn't quite cover the costs with revenues of the boat harbor last year, but that doesn't normally happen. Experiencing a lot of depreciation now in that enterprise fund just because of the new harbor. And water and sewer, it's the same story every year. We're subsidizing that fund, just like most of the communities in rural Alaska are. But as we noted today, doing a better job staying on top of collecting revenues and bills that are due. So, you know, hopefully that contributes to some of the shortfall there.
I think, too, on that, with that other shortfall, we do have some, I think it's a pump house and a couple other ones that we're getting some PC.
Yeah, they all, every
year. And then also we've got the heating, I think, a little more under control at the building down at the waterfront. We're cut our consumption almost in half. So thanks to Ken, he's been working hard at that. So I think that number that you see there is going to be a little bit of a different number next year. I think we're moving in the right direction. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, we have been subsidizing that fund for many, many years. It's but we're working on it. So I'm sorry with that. Anything else that you want to add to that audit thing? Okay. With that, if there aren't any questions, I know we talked about it quite a bit this afternoon. If not, I'm going to move on to the KSDP resolution. We talked a bit about this afternoon with the time constraints and what we're trying to do, and Austin trying to get this down to the legislature quick. Resolution, probably not the best way to go. So we're going to write, the city will write a support letter that we can get off right away so he can fire that off to the legislature. So we'll get that taken care of. Andy will work on that tomorrow. So we'll get that off to you guys tomorrow. Okay, very good. Moving on to number five under new business is the building permit for GCI. Again, they are going to be putting in a new satellite dish off of the southwest end of the clinic, and they're going to put fiber from the other one up to there, so they do need a building permit. Shannon and I walked through them with this. Everything is in order. And again, I didn't see anything that would stop doing this. So with that, I would entertain a motion of approval of the building permit for GCI.
Make a motion to approve the building permit for GCI.
Motion's been made by Shirley. Is there a second? Second by Alan. With that, if you guys had a chance to look at the application, everything, all the setbacks are in order. We do have it's a general commercial property, and they'll have a year to take care of this. The permit will be good for a year. So if there isn't any further discussion, I'd have a roll call, please.
Shirley?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries, and we'll get that taken care of and off to them. At this point, we're going to turn the tables and open it up for public comment. Anybody out in the audience have any comments? Not hearing any. I'm going to close that portion of the meeting and move on to council comments, and we're going to start with Danny over here to my right.
I have nothing.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Danny. Amo?
I don't have anything to say either.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Amo. And Shirley?
No comments.
Thank you. Marita?
No comments.
Very good. Thank you, Marita. And Alan?
Nothing.
Very good. Wow. With that, I'd entertain a motion of adjournment.
Like a motion for adjournment.
Motion's been made by Marita. Second. By Danny. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Not hearing any.